So then, where do you think the £24 million needed to build a stadium for Cornwall should come from? That's a $64,000 question, or perhaps a bit more than that. Do you think it should be from council tax, your pocket, my pocket, or from private investment? Maybe a combination of the two. In a moment, we'll be putting these questions to Rob Saltmarsh, the MD of the Inox Group, who are behind this proposal. First, let's hear from Sandra Rothwell. Now, Sandra is the head of economic development at Cornwall Council. Now, she's creating a business plan for the stadium at Three Milestone near Truro. And BBC Radio Cornwall's Dennis Nightingale asked her why the council is so involved.
From our point of view, it was really important that if there is the potential to have a stadium for Cornwall, A, that it is genuinely a stadium for Cornwall. And from our role, I think as in our kind of community leadership role, if you like, that we make sure we understand that that's an opportunity for lots of different people across Cornwall, different sports, for young people, all ages to get involved in that. And that's really, I think, a council's role to do that. And that's not unique. A number of stadia across the United Kingdom have local authorities as a lead partner quite often in the development of them.
If you're the lead partner, does that mean more money going in from the council? Because finding the 24 million is not going to be easy in the modern, in the economic climate, is it?
Well, you say 24 million, I mean, that's kind of end goal in sometime in the future, and we've always said...
But even 1 million is hard to find.
Indeed. And that's exactly what we've been trying to look at as part of this business development work, is particularly to look at the opportunity for private sector investment. And that's in two ways. I think it's important just to understand that. We're talking about funding both for an initial capital build, but then...
That's the stadium itself.
Yes, the actual fabric of a building. And that's, as we've always said, that obviously would probably be phased, but also is the ongoing costs of a stadium and running the thing, which is the revenue costs. So there's two different elements to this, both obviously important to that.
But the Pirates say they'll cover for the first 10 years that second lot of costs. It's the initial lot of costs getting the stadium built. That's going to be the difficulty, isn't it? Because I've been speaking to people in the investment industry here in Cornwall. I've been speaking to people who might be interested, who've been interested in sport before, none of them showing any interest at the moment.
Well, I mean, that's, and you know, apologies at this stage that I can't go into a lot more detail of that, because we are having discussions with the private sector. Obviously, there's commercial confidences
there. That. But is there interest from people then? Are you saying that there are people somewhere, not necessarily in Cornwall, interested?
At this stage, we are having discussions with the private sector who are interested. What we're obviously looking at is whether that comes to fruition, how feasible that is, and that's what we'll be taking back to elected members in the autumn. And our intention at the moment is to go back to our cabinet in November of this year and really laying before them how financially viable, particularly the capital part of this may or may not be.
I've been speaking to Rod Lyon, former Chief Bard, who's very much behind the idea of a stadium. He says that actually money from the council should be involved, because he says that shows that Cornwall cares.
And that, if we come to that stage, looking at the business plan again, that will be a decision that elected members will make for themselves.
So I can't predict.
Well, again, I can't go into a lot of detail on that, but there are, you know, a number of financial packages and options that we'll be putting before members for them to make decisions on how we look at that, both from particularly that, as I say, that capital side and those ongoing revenue.
And you'll understand that people will understand from what you've just said that if there's a number of different packages, they've got to make a decision on one of them will involve Cornwall Council money.
Not necessarily. I mean, that's still what we're working through at the moment.
But you're still looking at that possibility.
I mean, there's a number of different possibilities, and as I say, it will depend on the discussions that were, those commercial discussions that we're having at the moment. And clearly, you know, we need to be aware of the timing of that. We've always said we'll come back to the cabinet in the autumn of this year. So, you know, a lot will depend on how successful those discussions come to fruition or not.
One other possible revenue stream, which is closed to you, is convergence funding. They say they're not interested in a stadium, in helping the stadium. They might help out with any conference facilities if you apply to them, but they're not interested in the actual build of the stadium.
Yeah, we've always known that right from the start. The criteria for European money is very very specific. We've always known that the actual sports element of that wouldn't be appropriate for European funding. But we've always, and again, part of the business development work that we've been looking at, you know, this is a wider facility merely than just the pitch. So clearly that's part of the discussions we're having as well about what other revenue opportunities there are on a potential building like a stadium for Cornwall.
When you're looking at the stadium, are you also looking at the housing? Because I know they're two different planning applications, but the stadium can't really happen without the housing.
We've been very, very clear. Any planning gain, if you like, from the housing cannot be used on the stadium, and we've had legal advice on that.
So
Section 106 funding cannot be used on a stadium from the housing.
So in a sense, they are separate then?
They are separate.
Completely separate.
Yes.